Portions of Washtenaw County will be included in a new oil pipeline to be constructed beginning this spring. The Wolverine Pipeline Company says it's necessary, but not everyone along the route is necessarily buying in as of yet. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's our weekly feature that's a part of Morning Edition every Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. This 16-inch diameter pipeline will run 35 miles between Freedom Township and Romulus. It's also going to run through portions of Lodi and Ypsilanti townships, mostly in the more rural areas of those communities. It will also travel under or near residential properties and developments once it reaches Pittsfield Township. Now, next week on Issues of the Environment, we will talk with Pittsfield Township Supervisor Mandy Graywall for her perspective. Today, our guest is Tom Shields, and Tom is the president of Marketing Resource Group. It's a public relations firm that represents Wolverine Pipeline Company. And, Tom, thank you so much for taking time out today to kind of walk us through what we're seeing here.
Well, thank you for having me, David. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, the new pipeline would run along and close to an existing pipeline that was installed back in 1953. But the old one's not coming out, right? In fact, Wolverine has leased that pipeline to Enbridge Energy, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, a number of years ago when we had a recession here and the amount of oil or the amount of gasoline, it's not an oil pipeline, it's a gasoline pipeline, the amount of gas was, you know, was diminished use. There wasn't the demand for it. There was a increased activity and production going on at the Marathon plant down in Detroit. So there's more fuel available there. Wolverine basically, you know, decommissioned that pipeline, which ran from, you know, Freedom Township to Detroit and no longer delivered gasoline into the Detroit area. But with the, you know, recent economy picking up and prices of gasoline going down substantially, demand has increased. So there has been a demand by shippers who are looking for more gasoline, looking for, especially coming out of the Chicago plants where a lot of refineries, where there's a lot of new oil going into and there's a lot of new gasoline available. And so Wolverine is considering now building a second pipeline where the old one was, because the old one in the meantime has been leased to an oil company, and that's a long-term lease, and so we can't get that back. So build a gasoline pipeline right next to that in pretty much an existing right-of-way in order to provide the new gasoline that's in demand down the Detroit metropolitan area.
Now, in regard to the existing pipeline that you've now leased away, how is liability divided between leasor and the lessee? Because the name Enbridge brings to mind the Kalamazoo River and the 800,000 gallons of oil that went into there, and people are concerned that Enbridge is not necessarily the most responsible company when it comes to the environment.
Well, Enbridge, when you lease a pipeline, you basically lease the not only the operations of that pipeline, you also lease the maintenance. So, and that makes sense, because you don't want to have one company maintaining it and another company operating it. It's a lot easier to maintain, and it's a lot better to maintain if you know what's going on and if you're operating that pipeline every day. So Enbridge then takes over the responsibility for both of operating that pipeline and maintaining it. It's still owned by Wolverine, but it's run by them. And, you know, Enbridge is, unfortunately, there are, you know, pipeline breaks that happen every once in a while, and they were the subject of obviously one of the worst ones in history in Kalamazoo, and that's very important. I think it's taught them a lot of lessons too. They've changed a lot of things that they do in their operations, and we feel confident that their operations of that is as safe as Wolverine kept it, for the more than 50 years that we've operated that pipeline.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Tom Shields. Tom is spokesperson for Wolverine Pipeline Company, who will begin construction of a new pipeline this spring that will travel through parts of Washtenaw County. Now, this new pipeline, Tom, is expected to carry roughly 90,000 of barrels of oil on a daily basis, correct?
90,000 of gasoline.
Gasoline.
Refined oil products. So, yeah, about 90,000 barrels, which is about 3.2 million gallons of gasoline on a daily basis into the Detroit metropolitan area.
But the pipeline is being tested to carry as much as 150,000 barrels a day, correct?
Correct. What you do is you want to test it at beyond maximum pressure. So we test this at about 125% of maximum pressure, and then when it operates, it'll probably operate at about 70-75% of pressure. Very seldom would ever operate at maximum pressure. I don't think that ever happens. But they test it just in case to make sure that it'll be safe, even if it went to that high. But it's operated usually much less than the maximum operating pressure.
But it's not out of logic to consider that at some point in the not-so-distant future, Wolverine Pipeline would want to maximize delivery and therefore increase to maximum levels, correct?
Yes, but it's standard operating procedure to operate these pipelines at about 70% of operating procedure. So if it's, if it's 2,000, pounds per square inch, and they usually operate around 1,200 to 1,400 and it's something in there. So it's just a standard operating procedure for not only Wolverine but for most pipeline companies, is that you don't want to, it's like you don't want to run your engine on your car at 100 miles an hour all the time, even though it can do that. You want to run it at something less than that so that it lasts longer.
And you've mentioned that the pipeline is going to carry gasoline, refined oil. Will the pipeline ever carry the much heavier corrosive and sludgy tar sand oils?
No, not at all. That doesn't carry through that pipeline at all. And when you build these pipelines, what you do is you send out notices to potential shippers who are looking for it, and they sign long-term contracts. So Wolverine has long-term contracts almost up to 20 years with the people who have contracted for them to ship gasoline to them. So we will, at this point in time, all of our contracts are filled, and it's specifically licensed to carry. To carry refined petroleum products, and that's all it will carry.
So, based on permits, it could never carry the tar sand oils.
It would have to go change permits, and then we'd have to go through a whole process again if you were to do that.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU and Issues of the Environment. We're again talking with Tom Shields, who serves as spokesperson for Wolverine Pipeline Company. Now, Tom, part of the process of getting the pipeline built is secure some property rights for new installation, and this is where it kind of gets tricky in Pittsfield Township. Where does Wolverine stand on easement and right-of-way issues, given that you already have a pipeline that you intend to follow the path of?
Yeah, well, Wolverine has easements, obviously, on all the properties that the pipeline currently follows. But all those easements are different. Some of those are general easements, which allow us to build anywhere on that property if we want to. Some have second line rights, which means we've already have in an agreement with a certain property owner the ability to put a second line. Others do not. Others have very defined easements that are only certain wide. Most of the easements at this point in time, if they're defined, are about 50 feet to give us room to work on the pipeline if there should be maintenance. And that's usually the standard required amount of footage that we need. To add a second line in, we generally would like to have an additional 25 feet of easement or 75 feet of easement.
And right now it is 50, so that would be...
Well, in some cases it's 50, and in other cases we have a general easement on a lot of properties, and therefore it would allow us to go other places. But what we're trying to trade off in some cases with property owners, again, every property owner is worked with individually, and I know some townships and government would like to negotiate on behalf, but you can't do that because every property has a separate contract with Wolverine already. So what we'll try to do is if we have a general easement, maybe we'd be willing to define that easement just to 75 feet. So that would mean in the future, we would not be able to come down there and put a third pipeline there without their specific agreement. And so, we were trying to, again, those are all part of negotiations with every property owner along the lines. But in general, we like to have 75 feet. That is the safest amount of space that's needed in case we'd ever have to get back and do maintenance on either one of those pipes, so that we can get the equipment back there in order to maintain that pipeline.
Is there remuneration involved in securing some of these expanded right-of-ways?
Yeah, and everybody's different, so everyone is negotiated differently. It depends on what their current contract is. If somebody only has a 50-foot defined easement at this point in time, then we would have to purchase that additional 25 feet. There would be payment there. If we have a general easement at that point in time, but maybe not second line rights, there is there's a payment made for that. So everyone's a little bit different, but there are payments made to most homeowners all the way along the lines for additional easement rights.
And what if somebody says no? What if you can no longer continue a contiguous property line for the pipeline?
Well, if somebody wanted to go to that extent, then we would have to resort to go to the courts and using eminent domain. But it's something that we would prefer never have to do along these processes. It's better just, you know, to work out an agreement with every property owner to try to make it, you know, no necessarily, you know, all these properties who have a pipeline, you know, already had one when they bought their home. So this is not like we are coming in and putting something new on there, but obviously taking additional 25 feet of easement in some cases, you know, is going to change the way their backyard looks, as we have to clear trees and an additional 25 feet. So we try to work out with them, but we, you know, we hope never to resort to that level. We hope that we can work out an agreement with every single homeowner.
Once again, we're talking with Tom Shields, and Tom is a spokesperson for Wolverine Pipeline Company. He's agreed to join us for Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned part of the aesthetic impact. Now, is there also an environmental impact that could come because we're digging up more land? We are taking away trees and shrubberies in order to make way for this pipeline. Are you not concerned that perhaps this is a longer-term impact than what we know today?
Well, it'll change the landscape in some cases. There's no question about that. Trees that were there will have to be cleared out, so not only that we can safely operate the pipeline, but also so that we can maintain it in the future. We do flyovers in order to check the pipeline on a weekly basis, and so we have to have it cleared right away so that we can, you know, we can view anything that may be happening there. So biggest problems of pipelines, of any type of problems that you have, is third-party damage, where somebody digs into the pipeline, and it's you would be surprised at what we see when we fly over these pipelines. Somebody's trying to, you know, didn't know the pipeline was there, or thought it was safe to build a shed or a garage over, or, you know, putting fence posts in, you know, where the pipeline is, and we can spot that on a regular basis if we have cleared right-of-ways and we can watch it. But also if there's slow leaks. In a pipe, if that were to happen, that usually it rises to the surface and then it kills the vegetation. So we can also see that. So it's from a safety standpoint, for the primarily is a reason that we need to keep those right of way clears, and that's for the safety of the residents who live there, and it's for the safety of the environment. If something were to happen that you didn't know it was going on, and there's a slow leak somewhere, and you weren't monitoring it, or you couldn't monitor it. They've caused much more damage to the environment than it would if we, by clearing a few trees.
Now, if you're sitting there on the property and you're looking around, plays to a larger question as well, one of economics. If we have now two instead of one pipeline that could potentially leak, we potentially have less plant life in the area. Isn't that a recipe for a devaluation of property value?
Well, it controls what you can plant over that pipeline. So you can still put a garden over a pipeline, but you can't have trees. And so it shouldn't devalue the property from the standpoint that, you know, it already had a pipeline on it to begin with. And so running a second pipeline in there, you know, does not change the fact that you have one pipeline or two pipelines running on your property value. So people who purchase their homes, with that pipeline on it, there shouldn't be any problem with that at all. Of course, there's all kinds of pipelines that run under everybody's property, that run up to your home, you know, natural gas pipelines and water pipelines and sewer pipelines and everything else that runs underneath the ground here. You know, our goal is that nobody notices it, and by maintaining and keeping that pipeline safe as best as we possibly can.
I know you've had occasion to come to Pittsfield Township and hold some open houses and pass along information and meet with some of the residents. If you were to have an opportunity to sit in the living room with an affected property owner, what would be your pitch regarding the benefits of this pipeline to them?
Well, obviously, you know, it's infrastructure, and to take gasoline from Chicago area to Detroit, it's so much safer to do that by pipeline than say do that by truck. I mean, we would have to, in order to substitute this, we'd have to have a truck leaving, I think, every 6 minutes from Chicago and driving to Detroit, which would be along I-94, which certainly would be a whole lot more dangerous, you know, than doing this through pipeline. And then certainly it would be worse for the environment, the gasoline that was burned and everything else that goes with, you know, having that huge truck traffic. So from that standpoint, you know, we have to ask them to be, you know, part of the overall public good. And again, you need to get, you know, electricity or natural gas or gasoline or oil. You need to get from one point to the other. And, you know, it happens to be an area that that was at one time when this pipeline was built 50, 60 years ago, you know, it was open fields. And since then, there's been development on it, and we understand that. So what we try to do is say, listen, we'll work with you the best we possibly can to minimize any impact on your property. But we still, you know, but from your standpoint, you really want to make sure that we can maintain this pipeline properly and just from a safety standpoint, environmental standpoint. And so that's why we're going to have to take a little bit additional right-of-way and easement and clear some additional trees. And we will try to put it back in place as best as we possibly can, and so that you won't even notice it.
I'm sure you've heard the argument before, but what is taking action in the greater good of the public also is going to increase the bottom line for Wolverine. So if I were sitting in your living room making the same pitch you just delivered, would you feel the same way?
You know, I think I would, but you know, I also, you know, would have bought that piece of property with my eyes open. That you know, there is a pipeline there, and there are things that go with that when you have that, which means, you know, you're going to have maintenance crews, you're going to have somebody walking the line, and those are other things. Those are, you know, we're not putting this on anybody's property that didn't already have one, which is a little bit different than putting a new pipe on, which is a lot more contentious to go on people's property who, you know, never intended to have a pipeline on their property, and those arguments are very tough to argue against, because I certainly understand where they're coming from. So yeah, I think I would. I think that, you know, if I bought a piece of property and it had an easement on it, and I understood that, you know, that easement was going to allow people to do certain things, and I'd have to work with them and try to make it so that it had the least amount of impact on my life, but understand that maybe I'm going to lose a few trees, and maybe I'm going to have a little bit more grass than what I was going to have before, and that just may change my view out my back door, but you know, I'll go with the change.
When does construction start, and when is expected completion?
We'll start clearing, you know, sometime in the next couple weeks in some areas, and we can, you know, we're sort of hampered by the weather here, you know, whether it's good or it's bad. Normally, we don't like start construction period until after the thaw, so it'd be sometime in May that the construction would start. But there'll be clearing of right of ways on people's property, you know, starting, you know, in the next few weeks. There's environmental areas where potentially, you know, there's bat habitat and things like that, and we have to get in before that habitat can exist and clear those trees so that we are not clearing trees where there's potential habitat in the trees. So there's requirements by the environmental protection folks that sort of dictate the timing on this, but we will work with and meet with every single property owner before we clear anything on their property, so they're very much aware of exactly what we're doing and how far we're going, and then how we will remediate it after we finish and the pipeline goes in.
So the clearing starts soon, and when does the pipeline start going in, and when is the pipeline operational?
It'll be start going in May, and then it'll be operational by the end of the year. We'll be in any one area, you know, as we go through and do you know, constructing the pipeline and laying it in and then doing the backfill and things like that, maybe 3 to 4 weeks in any one area, because you sort of do things in shifts where you go through and you dig the hole and then you come back and you build the pipeline and then you come back and you cover it up. There's different crews that do that. So be in any one area, you know, someone's property, you know, we'll have construction on it for, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. You know, plus any time spent on clearing the land that will happen in the next month or so.
Tom, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate you sharing not only the time but the information with us.
And thank you for the opportunity here. We always want to try to keep people informed with this process as much as possible. We understand it disrupts their lives a little bit, but we're trying to do everything we possibly can to ease that burden.
That is Tom Shields. He is president of Marketing Resource Group, a public relations firm working on behalf of Wolverine Pipeline Company. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us next week for Issues of the Environment. We will continue the pipeline conversation with Pittsfield Township Supervisor Mandy Graywall. Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.